Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing jealousy of others when you are single. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range and other information. So now let's get back to the podcast. And today we're going to be discussing jealousy of others when you are single. And if you're somebody who is single and you see lots of other people who are loved up, who are in couples, who seemingly find it easy to connect with somebody that they want to date and to have fun or to get serious with, and just in general, they don't really find the dating game very difficult, then it can be something that makes you feel jealous inside. Because if you really want something and it doesn't seem to be working out that way, and you see other people, in particular maybe friends or acquaintances or family members, or, you know, other people who just seem to have it easy and you don't, then naturally you will start to feel jealous inside. But you need to realise that it becomes a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy, because if you start to think of yourself as somebody who has no luck at dating, somebody who never gets their chance, somebody who has no luck, then if you're thinking these things, then you will actually start to act in a way which prevents you finding these things, because ultimately somebody is going to want to date you if you seem a happy, friendly and fun person. They are less likely to want to date you if you seem angry, jealous or just negative in general. So you need to make sure that you're not actually causing your own downfall, because it's a bit like a vicious circle. You know, you're feeling like you've got no luck, other people you know are in relationships, or maybe they're just dating, or, you know, they're just having fun and you're not. So you start to feel jealous of them, and that actually brings on more problems for yourself, because whatever the reason you were struggling to date originally, now you've added a negative trait. And the negative trait of jealousy is one of the worst traits you can showcase to people. And if you're feeling jealous, it is very, very hard to hide that from other people. They will see it written all over your face, in your actions, in your behaviour, and literally in your words. And if you're somebody who comes across as jealous, then you are very unlikely to attract somebody, because what type of a life are you going to be giving them? You know, they're just going to see you as a jealous person, somebody who's angry, somebody who's frustrated, somebody who's bitter. And they'll be thinking, well, if I spend time with this person, then I'm going to be miserable, because they're going to be miserable probably themselves. And if I do anything that's out of kind of kilter with what they want me to be doing, then they're going to start being very negative, and they probably won't let me see my friends. They probably won't let me do activities that I want to do, because they're just going to be feeling jealous and possessive. And if they're thinking you might be that type of person, and they've got a good right to think that, if you are acting it in kind of other ways, then you will probably manifest those feelings in a relationship or dating as well. So they'll be thinking, well, you know, this person seems very negative, they seem unhappy all the time, they seem grumpy. You know, why would they want to be with you? They're not going to. Why do they want all of that stress and hassle? People want fun, they want a good time. You know, even in a serious relationship, people still want fun. You know, it's not something where fun only happens if you're in kind of a short-term dating like experience. You know, fun is for long-term relationships as well. You know, you can't be serious and kind of boring just because things might be you know, you're wanting something long term, so you might think, okay, you know, we've got to be all serious about this. Well, yeah, there's times to be serious, but you still need to be fun. And if you're showcasing feelings and attitudes that just seem very negative, very sad, very kind of jealous and possessive, people are just not going to gravitate towards you. So my advice would always be that if you're feeling down on your luck, if you're feeling that you are not getting your chance in the dating game and you just don't know why, then the last thing you want to do is feel jealous. And if that is something that you are feeling, and yes, it's natural to at first, then you need to do something about it. You know, you can't blame everybody else other than yourself. You know, it's a situation that you need to deal with. You can't blame others for your own failures. And although I'm not telling you to beat yourself up over this, because that will probably make you feel even worse, what I am saying is you need to start making positive change. And I'm somebody who can give you that in a couple of ways. You know, I've got books that I've written on my website, dateme.tips, and they could give you help on how to improve your dating life and your chances of finding a date or finding a relationship. And I also provide email coaching. And the email coaching is, of course, very much specific to your situation. And you can find more details on that, again, on my website, dateme.tips. So if you are struggling with dating, if you are struggling with finding a relationship, then you need to remember that you still have to be positive. You still need to be working through these things. You still need to be making sure that you are improving every day, because self-improvement is the way to have an improved life. And if you do need some help with this, then please check out my website, dateme.tips, and let me help you, whether it's through my books or my email coaching, or even just listening to my other podcasts. You know, I've done a lot of podcasts, and I'm sure you will find various ones on there that can help you with self-improvement and your dating experiences. So make sure you subscribe. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast, and I'll drop another podcast soon.